This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mail.
Forget a Friday, it's all about Thursdays now as we go into the fake news with Dan from the Adelaide Mail. G'day, Dan.
Oh, getting bummed. I love it. It's great. You know, from the Friday night highlight to the Thursday night B-reel. Love it.
Well, we are surprised you've actually come back onto the show after the dizzying heights of being name-checked on a late-night footy show on a non-major broadcaster in Footy Classified. Well done. It happened just as we went live last week.
Yeah, I know. And we actually sat through 45 minutes of that terrible program, so no one else had to. Yeah. For those who don't know, Eddie Maguire actually mentioned the Adelaide Mail on Footy Classified.
Wow.
A new low point for us, and that's, you know, saying something, really.
Now, we're talking a lot about footy at the moment. We know Port Adelaide won last weekend's showdown. Most media outlets were really playing up the controversy around the Guernsey change, but you guys shone a bit of a different light on it all.
Well, yeah, first of all, I'll ask Damon, if it's the same club and the prison bars are so important, why was no one at the first Port Adelaide game of the day? You know, also playing Adelaide Oval.
Well, it was a doubleheader with the SANFL, and I don't know, maybe fans were just saving their voice. I can't speak for the other 40,000 people that went.
Maybe. But yes, following a passionate game of football from Port Power, the players retired backstage to carry out a synchronised costume change to make their closing argument through the power of song. That'll surely show Eddie to never mess with the Port Power in the first place.
I think it was my favourite headline of the week. Now, come closer to home. Let's go to the Bend Motorsport Park as they played host to the OTR Super Sprint last weekend. Mm. There were, of course, winners on the days, but the losers didn't leave empty-handed.
Yeah, no, that's actually right. Yes, in a new initiative brought in by the Bend Motorsport and their affiliated companies, the supercar drivers have all left the race at the Bend with retail traineeship wages, which is really great. You know, they've got the opportunity to complete a Certificate 3 in lieu of any, you know, prize winnings or a livable wage. So, I think it's a good deal all around. Think of the opportunities for these guys.
We're a radio station. We believe in everyone being a winner, so I'm all about it.
That's true. Now, we learned this week South Australia received nearly $1 billion extra in GST revenue in the last year, but where on earth has the money been spent, Dan?
Lawsuits against us and, you know, the company I just mentioned. No, we got plenty of things now. You know, the money's just flowing in and we're seeing the results from it. You've seen the mall pigeon? We're going to get one of those in every regional centre. Two in some of them. Worth the money, I think.
How many times has Adelaide Mail declared bankruptcy?
Oh, we've never declared even solvency, so we're consistently bankrupt. We are essentially Mr. Bankrupt of the newspaper world.
Not enough yelling advertising in that case then. Victoria ended up with a new COVID case this week after a possible SA Medi Hotel leak. Has the state against state rival descended to this level?
Yes, it really has. We're stooping this low. Look, if they want to take everything from us, you want to take the Grand Prix, you got to take the good with the bad. So, you know, you take the Grand Prix, you're also going to take some COVID. So thank you very much, Victoria.
I thought it was Grand Prix for so long.
God.
I know. Every time someone says it, I'm reminded of my past stupidity. Anyway, moving on.
it's a good segue into this question, which
you
don't understand.
Past? Anyway, go. Sorry.
You just asked the next question. I don't understand that word.
The final question does say next March, a state election could include a referendum. What's that, Molly?
I don't know.
For the first time in 30 years, what are we voting on, Dan?
Look, I hope it's to bring back the Grand Prix, is what I'm hoping for Molly's sake. But no, we are voting on, what is it, shopping hours deregulation, but also deregulation of playground safety standards. I think it's gone too far in South Australia. We need to scale it back a bit. Bring back Puzzle Park and some injuries, I say. That's what I think.
Do you know what? I'm actually equally passionate about that. I'm not even kidding. All these sanitised playgrounds, get rid of them!
Get rid of them.
AdelaideMail.com is where you can go get all the latest in fake news. Head to their Twitter, head to their Facebook, or head to Footy Classified, where you may see them from one time. Dan, we'll catch up with you again next Thursday.
I like the Thursdays. They're much looser.